Welcome to Sex Communication, a project aimed at changing how people talk about sex. It features audio recordings of sex acts, extremely frank conversations, and many confessionals. Please note that our content is explicit and uncensored, and while these episodes may indeed arouse you, the intent is to inform and inspire. Join us now for a judgment and shame-free exploration of sex.
Sexy, sexy, sex stuff.
Hello and welcome to episode 92. This is the quickie episode detailing how I got off from December 9th through December 15th. And this episode is appearing a little late. I'm recording this very early in the morning on Tuesday and not Monday because I've been sick. I feel like shit. I'm cranky as fuck. And I've been questioning why I am doing these episodes every week. I know some people really respond to these, and these are popular with some people, and I don't know, I'm kind of going back and forth. Will I continue to do these in season two? Will I do them just once a month? So, if you have strong feelings about these particular quickie episodes, I encourage you to share your thoughts with me, and by that I don't mean the obnoxious assholes who comment the most heinous fucking shit on these particular episodes, but I mean just like thoughts. Do you think it's worthwhile? Do you think it's not? Is it too frequent? I don't know. Just some thoughts, because I'm kind of on the fence and I don't know. I hate this mind space about being sick when it's just like everything is terrible and blah blah blah, life has no meaning and I don't know what I'm doing. Like, that's where I am right now. And I know a lot of it is because I'm sick and it's absurd, and also holiday season is just fucking shitty and stressful and anyway. Somehow, with my extremely bad attitude and illness, I did manage to beat off twice this week. The first time it was just toy stuff. The second time, with porn, bad porn, a whole bunch of bad porn that I don't recommend, and kind of a continuation of my feelings of last week? Ugh, man, where they just left me feeling like, what the fuck am I watching? This shit is just, I find it so irritating, and I don't even know how I'm managing to get off while I'm watching it. I really, truly don't know. It's really just fucking with my head. And I can't even tell you, like, why it's so irritating. It's just, like, so stupid. It's so absurd. And, I don't know. I think I'm just watching too much Pornhub. But, you know, I start with my Google search, video tab, and 9 times out of 10, I wind up on fucking Pornhub. And I'm just really, really disappointed with the quality of the porn offerings these days. Anyway. Yeah, so I have 4 links that I provided with you of porn that I do not recommend, but, you know, watch it at your own risk. Anyway, what else? Oh, well, while we're talking about the fucking holidays, is anyone else feeling like they want to punch somebody in the face? I came across this, I think it was on Twitter, something about some village in Peru where every year around this time, I think on December 24th, actually, they have this festival where everybody in the village gets into fistfights to settle grudges that they've had throughout the year. So, you know, some asshole fucking has pissed you off in November or June or maybe January of last year, and you've been carrying it around the whole time, and you settle it by getting into a nice bare-fisted fucking fistfight in the middle of town while everyone watches, and then, you know, it clears out all the bad blood and everyone has a nice holiday. It reminds me a lot of Festivus. I've written a bunch on the site about Festivus. I've been an advocate of Festivus for many, many years. And before I got sober, for 7 years, I hosted very raucous Festivus parties where I forced my friends to wrestle, and not in a kind of like, oh, we're just gonna like play a little bit. I mean like full on fucking wrestling, randomly pairing people up. Of course, after everyone's really fucking drunk, so they'll actually do it. And, you know, if you weren't willing to wrestle, I wouldn't invite you to my party. I wouldn't let you in. And you would have to leave if you refused to wrestle. So anyway, so there was some real fucking shit that happened. And it was always in fucking janky circumstances and unsafe conditions. Like, I did get these, like, puzzle piece foam mats at one point. But, you know, basically it would involve clearing furniture out and having people kind of like push people back so that nobody, you know, hit their head on the corner of a table or whatever. And one year it was on the floor in my kitchen, as I had an apartment where the living room kitchen space was like basically one rectangle. And I put an X on the floor with red tape, and it was right in front of my stove. And part of my other Festivus tradition is making people eat congealed macaroni and Kraft macaroni and cheese. But at this point, I was making the Kraft macaroni and cheese, so there was like boiling water on the stove while the wrestling was happening. Never occurred to me to, you know, that was problematic. But anyway, nobody got hurt from that. anyway. But now that I'm sober, it's a bit more difficult to host parties like this. I really want to do it again, because the reason why I'm bringing this up is that the benefit of having this party, which everyone who had never attended before would be like, oh, it sounds crazy, I don't know if I want to wrestle, blah, 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 especially women would say this. And then afterwards, they'd be like, oh my God, like that felt so good. And it was such a relief. And then they'd want to start a fight club, which I also wanted to start a fight club. I still would like to start a fight club. I feel like it's a very healthy release of, you know, all of the fucking stress we carry around. But anyway, it being at the end of the year, you know, while all the stress of the holiday season is like peak level, having this very physical way of expressing all of your anger and frustration is so helpful, so cathartic, and I really miss it. And I haven't had that kind of physical outlet for my stress in like 8 years, you know? It's really fucking getting to me. The problem with being sober and most of my friends being sober is that, you know, they're not... They all have the reaction of, but what if I get hurt? You know, they're not like plied with drugs and alcohol to be like, eh, fuck it, whatever, I'll do it. So that's frustrating. There may be like half a dozen of my close friends who are sober who are into it, but you know, it's not really enough for a full on fucking party. My dream would be, because you know, it was inspired by Seinfeld. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. You know, and I would love to have a black and white cookie theme wherein the sober people battle the drunk people, you know, the two sides coming together. Anyway, but that probably would make it a little bit more dangerous, but maybe not. And really, I think it would be a fantastic gambling opportunity. I mean, who would win? You never know. Like, on the one hand, you have the fearless, fuck it, total balls to the wall attitude of the drunk people, because they just literally do not give any fucks. But on the other hand, the sober people have their wits about them and can be more strategic. It'd be real exciting, you know, wagers. Anyway, these are my dreams. But also, like, I'm just in this space where I want to punch the people in the face. And I have no outlet for this energy right now. Yeah, and I still don't feel 100%. My throat feels like shit, and it's not fun being sick. But anyway. So yeah, enjoy some of the really bad porn that I've recommended to you, and I encourage you to find some healthy outlet for your stress if you are feeling anything like I am. Anyway, I'll be back Thursday with a regular episode. I wish you well. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sex Communication. Did you dig it? Tell a friend. Subscribe. Leave a review on iTunes. Send an email. I really would love for you to do all of these things. And if you'd like to know more about this project, visit graphicpaint.com/sexpodcast for additional episodes and background on how this all began. And if you'd like to be a part of this podcast, send an email to sex@graphicpaint.com. Every story and experience is valuable, so why not do an interview or submit your own filthy audio? Be a part of our revolution and help us spread the message of sexy self-acceptance.